Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to update its guidance on wearing masks outdoors during the pandemic. The CDC is expected to relax that rule now that more than half of adults in the U.S. have gotten at least one COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Maria Godoy says studies show people are far less likely to contract the coronavirus outdoors, although they should use caution.
All of the doctors and researchers that I've spoken with say it depends on the situation. Like you said, if you're just passing someone on the street or whizzing by on a bike, there's no need to mask. But if you're outdoors, but if you're in a crowded situation like, say, an outdoor farmer's market or a concert, you're jammed in there, it still makes sense to wear a mask.
NPR's Maria Godoy reporting. The Indian government is reporting high numbers of coronavirus infections, 323,000 cases today. That's not as high as the daily records that India has been setting for the past several days. The U.S. and other countries are sending medical supplies to India. It now has the second highest number of coronavirus cases behind the United States. Alarmed by a surge in coronavirus cases, Turkey is imposing a nationwide full lockdown beginning Thursday. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports these will be the first nationwide restrictions imposed in Turkey since the pandemic began.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has resisted the most severe lockdown measures in hope of salvaging some economic activity. But following a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday, Erdogan said, as of Thursday evening, a full lockdown will take effect and last beyond the end of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, not ending till May 17th. Businesses will be closed, with limited exceptions in the food and manufacturing sectors. In-person schooling will be suspended, and inner-city travel will be halted unless official permission is granted. Erdogan says his goal is to get the daily tally of new cases down below 5,000 by the end of Ramadan. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Lawyers for Andrew Brown Jr.'s family say his hands were on his steering wheel when several sheriff's deputies repeatedly fired on him in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, last week. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports Brown's family members have been able to see a short clip of the body camera footage of the fatal shooting.
Attorneys say county officials showed family members about 20 seconds of body cam footage from the shooting, which took place while Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies were serving an arrest warrant. Attorney Chantel Cherry Lassiter described the killing of Andrew Brown as an execution.
They run up to his vehicle shooting. He still stood there, sat there in his vehicle with his hands on the steering wheel while being shot at.
Pasquotank County officials are under increasing pressure to release the full body cam footage to the public. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The opera world is mourning the loss of mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, who died at her home in Austria on Saturday at the age of 93. NPR's Tom Heisinger reports Ludwig was celebrated for her versatility and the warmth of her voice.
Christa Ludwig embraced a broad range of musical styles with her rich, silken voice, from grand operatic roles to the intimate realm of art song. Born in Berlin in 1928 to a family of singers, Ludwig debuted in Frankfurt as a teenager just after World War II, moving to the revered Vienna State Opera, where she sang for more than three decades. Although technically a mezzo-soprano, Ludwig soared high in soprano roles like Beethoven's Fidelio and Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier until she retired in 1994. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
California officials say organizers of an effort to recall Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom have collected enough signatures to move forward. Now officials have to verify the signatures and then determine when a recall election can be held. Newsom and other California Democrats allege the efforts led by Republicans who support former President Donald Trump. The Census Bureau says Texas will gain two fresh seats in the House based on data collected by the 2020 census. Five other states are gaining one seat. Seven states are losing one seat in the House, including California and New York. The clerk of the House of Representatives will have to certify the share of seats. This is NPR.